I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Yes, it is official now. Gloria McField Nixon is the deputy governor designate. Radio KMAN's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Her Excellency the Governor, Ms. Jane Owen, has named Ms. Gloria McField Nixon the next deputy governor and head of the civil service. The appointment takes effect July 8, 2026, following the planned retirement of the Honorable Franz Manderson after 44 years in public service, including 14 years as deputy governor. In a message to civil servants dated April 9th, Governor Owen says McField Nixon brings exceptional experience and a deep commitment to public service. Here's what McField Nixon had to say.
I feel tremendously honored to have been chosen to fill such a key constitutional position, particularly as I am taking up this role after the tremendous leadership of Mr. Franz Manderson.
A structured transition over the coming months will support a smooth handover before she formally takes up the role in July. For Radio KMAN News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
On Monday, the Georgetown Police Station will have a new home. It is relocating to 19 Eastern Avenue, the former One Technology Square or Flow Building. All regular services, including walk-in reports, electronic monitoring check-ins, as well as community policing, scenes of crime, major events, and victim care units will all be operating from the new site. The Elgin Avenue station in the old JN Money building will stay open until 7 a.m., but then all public walk-in services will shift to the Eastern Avenue location. A new membership primary care program in Georgetown is promising unlimited general practitioner access for a fixed monthly fee. Radio KMAN's Dion Anglin has more.
Optimal Healthcare in Georgetown has launched Primary Care Limited, a membership program that it says gives Cayman Islands residents GP-led healthcare for less than $2 per day. In an April 8th statement, the company says members pay a fixed monthly fee starting at $60 Caymanian for unlimited primary care consultations free at the point of care. Andrew Vincent, founder of Optimal Healthcare.
Healthcare needs to really be seen as a trajectory over time, and so influencing health has to be viewed in the same light.
Optimal Healthcare says members also receive a comprehensive annual health medical assessing, at least 145 biomarkers, plus concierge care coordination and whole person health assessment. The company says the program works alongside existing health insurance with claims submitted on patients, so members pay nothing at the clinic. For Radio KMAN News, I'm Dion Anglin.
That is your local news on this Friday. I'm April Cummings. Now, the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Preparations for negotiations between the United States and Iran are continuing despite allegations both are in breach of Tuesday's ceasefire agreement. The hosts, Pakistan, say talks will take place on Saturday, but have cautioned that gaps between the two nations are wide. Iran insists any truce must include Lebanon. Asia-Pacific countries reliant on fuel from the Middle East are taking more measures to offset shortages. Japan will release a further 20 days' worth of oil from its substantial reserves. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is visiting Singapore to shore up fuel imports. China's President Xi Jinping has held a rare meeting with the leader of Taiwan's opposition party in Beijing. He told Zheng Liwan he was confident China and Taiwan would be united. Ms. Cheng said opposing Taiwan independence could avoid war. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled across Germany as some 20,000 Lufthansa cabin crew begin a strike over pay. It's the airline's third walkout this year. Exports of electric car vehicles and hybrids from China have more than doubled to a record high. Higher fuel prices have driven strong demand overseas. The domestic market remains weak. Shipping in the Belgian port of Antwerp, Europe's second busiest for cargo, has been badly disrupted by an oil spill. Oil has spread to the Scheldt River. Marine traffic could be disrupted for days. The Italian fashion house Dolce & Gabbana has confirmed one of its co-founders, Stefano Gabbana, has stepped down as chairman. It said he resigned as of January the 1st, but remains in his creative capacity. And the British rock band Deep Purple have met their superfan, the Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi. The band first toured Japan more than half a century ago. Ms. Takeuchi presented the drummer Ian Pace with a set of signed drumsticks. That's the latest BBC News.